me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, we love to hear about great organizations that are helping veterans, and we got wind of another one. Man, this is so good. FreedomDogs.org. It's a nonprofit devoted to serving wounded members of the military who are being treated for PTSD, TBI, or other physical impairments. And they have trainers. They're specialty service dogs providing both physical and emotional support, helping wounded warriors successfully make the challenging transition back to civilian life, or in some cases, return to active duty. And we have with us today the president and lead dog trainer, Beth Russell, is here. Beth, how are you?
I'm fine, Randy. Thank you.
What a great mission this is. And I've been looking all over your website. You guys do such great work. Tell me, what was the thing? I know you were a registered critical care nurse. What was the impetus behind your starting this organization?
I got a dog. I got a puppy, and it was a Labrador, and he was an amazing dog. His name was Charlie. And I said to my husband, I think I want to do something with this dog. And we were at UCSD, and San Diego Hospital decided that they wanted to do a pilot for children to see if we could cure morbid obesity. Hmm. And so they trained a bunch of people with dogs like I had to be service dogs. And when we started, the kids were a lost cause. And by the time the program was over, the children were no longer morbidly obese. They no longer had any comorbid problems. And they were standing up and proud and literally talking to people on the street about their dogs. So I said to my husband, who's a trauma surgeon, I think we should do this for our patients. In the trauma unit, I think we can make a difference if we get them there early. And he told me to write him a proposal. So I did. And it didn't go very far then, but we actually got the ball rolling. And once we got it started and met someone at Camp Pendleton who helped us, we laid a proposal on the desk of the Commandant of the Marine Corps, and he said, let's do a pilot study. And we did it, and we've been going ever since.
Wow. Beth, I love so many parts of that story, but the thing that I particularly love is that it just started with a very simple idea. You got a dog. And then you looked around and said, where can I make a difference? And that is such a fantastic thing. It only takes one person, and it only takes one cause and one heart to get that going. So thank you so much for doing that. Did you know very much about the kind of trauma experienced by veterans?
At the time, we started in 04 thinking of this, and in 06 is when we really worked on getting the program started. And at that time, PTSD was something you didn't talk about.
Right.
And yes, working in the trauma unit, the surgical and trauma unit at UCSD, I did know some of what went on. And so when we started, we did not want to worry about PTSD because at that time, somebody was going to go postal and it was going to be just horrible.
Right.
And so we said to the Marine Corps, well, we'll take anyone from the Wounded Warrior Battalion with mobility issues. And I think they had a hard time finding anyone. And so finally we said, well, they can have just a little bit of PTSD, which is kind of like being a little pregnant.
Right.
But at the time, we didn't
right.
know that.
Exactly.
And so we got several guys, and they, I think they probably really dug around to find somebody that had something other than PTSD. And it was really minor. And what we found out later was that they had selected some people who were kind of, they didn't know what else to do with them. They tried everything else. Mm. So why not give this program a try? So it was a great, it just worked out great for the guys.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Absolutely. And to have the right candidates in there and to test the effectiveness of this pilot program, what did you find out in the beginning?
Well, we found out that they actually made a difference in their lives. They didn't have problems going to their doctor's appointments anymore. We took them. I don't know what you know about the program, but there are two parts to our program, which is very unique. And I think we are the only ones so far doing this. But we have a partner program and a partner for life program. And in the partner program, we take a service member and we pair them with a dog and a trainer. And actually the dogs are a way to get them out and about in public. And so we take them to their doctor's appointments. We take them to the mall. We take them places they can never go, or they don't have very many spoons, as they say, left on their plate to handle something. And as we work with them, it may be in tiny steps. We may say, can you go to your appointment? Well, not today. Well, could we get in the car and even just drive to the parking lot? Okay, we can do that. And we do that. And then they get out with the dog. And then they may walk into the building. And then they may go and sit and finally have an appointment. And what we found was that the doctors were coming out and saying, this dog has to come back with this guy next week.
Wow.
Because this is the best session we've had. Or one of the Marines we had went into a mall, and it took a while to get there. But once he got in the mall, he wanted to shop. He hadn't been shopping in 2 years.
Wow.
People had been going out for him. So things of that magnitude, they're better at home. They're partaking in their family life. They aren't so regimented that their family can't go out and do things anymore. They'll go to birthday parties. They'll do some holiday things that they couldn't do before. So it's been a huge success.
That's incredible. We're talking to Beth Russell here in the National Defense President and a lead dog trainer of Freedom Dogs, and you can find them at freedomdogs.org. I encourage you to go there and check out the incredible programs. And the second part of that program, Beth, you're talking about the Partner for Life program.
Correct. And that is where if they have been with us for at least 3 months, and it's usually a little bit longer, and they feel, and their medical provider feels that they would still benefit from a dog permanently placed with them, then we will place a dog with that service member. And That's when the rubber hits the road. That's when they really, really start to work. And it's incredible what these guys do with their dogs. We have had several of our guys who are on their second, one who's on his third dog from us.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. And, you know, I'm looking on the website here about some of the dogs, and oh my gosh, there's a little puppy. It's so cute. Ryder. Ryder.
Yes, there's an
oh my gosh. And now, like you say, most of these are, Labrador Retrievers and, Black Labs, but I see you've got a Golden in there too, Ethan.
He's a Yellow Lab. Yes, he is, but we do use all Labradors. And not because we don't love other breeds, but public perception expects a Labrador to be a service dog. If you're going to see somebody in a vest, you probably expect them to be a service dog. And the beauty of a Labrador is that whoever has the best treat wins. So...
very treat oriented, huh?
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's look at a little steel 6-month-old black lab.
Isn't he darling?
Oh my gosh! And what I, the other thing I love is explain how you name these dogs.
We let the guys name them, and I actually should say the guys and gals, and they usually name them for someone that has done something in the military. So when we have a name come up, we go through people who are important and who have been important in the military. So most of our dogs have been named after that. And the guys and gals select them.
Oh, that is so cool. Hey, T-Mobile recognizes the unwavering dedication and sacrifice of those who serve, have served, and the families who stand beside them. T-Mobile is committed to keeping military families connected through every PCS deployment and homecoming on America's best network. And they're proud to support hiring initiatives for veterans and spouses, strong partnerships with military organizations, and ongoing community investments that make a difference. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/military. Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, 2H2025.
Spring is here, which means now is the time to save during Spring Outdoor Power Deals at the Home Depot. Power through cleanup with the Ryobi 18-volt 1-plus trimmer and blower combo kit, designed to deliver more runtime, more speed, and maximum performance. Then level up your yard work and expand your Ryobi lineup with the expanded edger or pruning saw, included at no extra cost when you buy the Ryobi combo kit. Shop Spring Outdoor Power Deals for 7 days at the Home Depot, now through April 29th.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Talking to Beth Russell here on the National Defense. Had you always been able to train dogs, Beth, or is that something that they had to train you about?
Well, you know, I've always had dogs, but once training for a service dog is very different.
Oh, from it's like a 2-year process, right?
Yes, it takes about a year and a half to 2 years to get the dogs up to where they can begin to work with the guys and become placed with them. Obviously, when they're puppies, the guys love working with them, but
oh, yeah,
they don't take them out and about.
Right. Yeah, so you had your own training, and then you in turn are able to teach other people how to do this. So I have a question about, now you say that a lot of these dogs, or maybe all of them, are donated by breeders, correct?
We do pay for some of ours, but we have donations, yes.
Okay. And so why don't you go to the pound? You know, I know that a lot of programs like this will go to the pounds and adopt dogs for that very purpose. But yours is a different kind of a program.
Well, we feel that it's really important to get the dogs that are really healthy and intelligent and want to work. And And we know if we talk to a good breeder that our chances of success are a lot better. It doesn't mean that dogs in the shelters aren't worth anything or great. They're awesome dogs. But we just feel if we're going to put all this time and energy and money into something, then we want to know they're really healthy and they're going to be able to stand up and take what it takes. It's hard, and not every dog is a service dog. We turn a lot of dogs down because they don't have what it makes. There are only so many people who are rocket scientists, only so many people who are trauma surgeons. So the dog, it has to want to do this work.
Well, and you've got to depend on that to place them with these warriors, too. I mean, you can't have a half-trained dog or a dog that's not going to come through. And I would imagine in your position now, you certainly know all the breeders and know what to expect from them and know exactly where to go to get a particular kind of dog, right?
Correct. We do. We have some great breeders, and we rely on them heavily. So our veterinary advisor wrote up a long time ago, in the very beginning, a group of standards that we would expect from every breeder to have on their dogs. And before we even look at a litter, those are looked at by our veterinary advisor.
We're talking to Beth Russell here on the National Defense, president, lead dog trainer of Freedom Dogs. Check them out at freedomdogs.org. You guys are based in Southern California, and I would imagine most of your work takes place there. Beth, do you have any idea of how many people you've helped since you started the program?
Not the numbers that a lot of organizations have, but I would say we've had at least 50 to 75 people.
Oh, listen, one is a great number. 50 to 75, and the men and women that you've made a critical difference in their lives, and in a lot of cases have given them a gift of a friend for life. That's got to be so rewarding.
It's humbling.
Yeah. And not just for them, but for the dog. You've given the dog a job. You've given them a friend for life, and you've given them a purpose, which a lot of people don't realize. Dogs need a purpose, right?
So they get in trouble anyway, these dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I've got a rescue. I've got a pit bull mixed rescue who just turned 8. And if that guy, if his name is Scallywag, we call him Wags. If Wags doesn't do Frisbee twice a day and get walked 2 miles, he pouts because he's got to go do that, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. Yeah, that's so. What a great idea. What a great heart you have for people in general, and but especially for veterans. And I would encourage everybody, if they want to find out more, if you want to donate, if you want to find out if you're a candidate, go to freedomdogs.org. Check it out. It's a great website. You guys have done a great job on the website. And I'm sure it's very easy to navigate for people that want to find out more, right?
Absolutely. Yes, and we encourage anybody to look.
Beth, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate and value the work you're doing.
And thank you, Randy. It's been fun.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
At first glance, it looks like a regular robot vacuum, but the Cyber 10 Ultra from Dreamy has a robotic arm that actually pops out and picks stuff up. Then the robot puts the items away. Michael Hernandez was at CES, and he has more.
This is going to be our robotic arm unit. This is going to be able to carry about 1.1 pounds. We've actually added a utility closet for our robotic arm, adding new tools and other variations for this specific robot, getting better with accuracy as we're able to identify different objects, not just tissues, but actual bottles of water. Again, shoes are in that specific weight category. At the demo here, we have a nice squishy ball, and we're able to go to a drop-off zone that you can designate on the app to make sure, hey, there's no point in picking up messes if it's not in one collected area.
You can check out this exciting new home robot on Instagram.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to reddinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. It's online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and A.J. Pasciuti is with us. He's a highly decorated Marine Corps veteran, Force Recon Scout Sniper, and just overall badass, to be honest with you. Combat service in a global war on terror. He's the host of the Combat Story podcast, which is fantastic. And he's got a new book out. It's called Dark Horse, Harnessing Hidden Potential in War and Life. And A.J. joins us here on the National Defense. A.J., how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Great to talk to you, man. This is a cool book. As you might imagine, we get lots of books. We get lots of military books. We get lots of anything that's service oriented comes our way, and always take a look at it. This is a book unlike any that I have seen in terms of war and combat and leadership. And the thing I really like about it is you write about situations that you've been involved in real time. And I mean, with some incredible detail. Do you really remember all of that?
Yeah, actually I do. So, you know, there's a lot, when it comes to, you know, movies and TV shows and how they kind of capture, combat and some of the chaos. And a lot of them are quite accurate. So when in, you know, a very like hairy situation, there are moments that feel like you're almost dreaming, and are kind of almost like flowing past you. And then there are other moments that you don't remember a lot of detail except other than a snapshot in time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we, when we go through sniper school, we learn a lot about observation. We learn a lot about how the way our eyes and our brain capture the world. And a lot of times that's through, taking little snapshots in time. So I worked very, very hard to kind of coalesce those and put those into moments that I could, learn from, frame from, and then be able to write a story around.
Did a great job. We're talking to A.J. Pasciuta here on the National Defense. The book is Dark Horse, Harnessing Hidden Potential in War and Life. Now, 9/11 obviously inspired a generation of heroes and to get into the military. And it did the same for you, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. I was a senior in high school. I was 16 years old. And so I'm from Northern California, Silicon Valley area. And
I was just out there. I was just
Are
out
you
of,
serious?
Yeah. My daughter lives out there and our new granddaughter's out there and we stayed, they live in Redwood City. We stayed in Palo Alto. Man, what an incredible area. That's my first time out there.
Oh, I love it. Well, congratulations on being a grandfather. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fantastic.
From San Jose, from Sunnyvale, like the heart of like where like Apple and, all the Silicon Valley kind of, tech is at. So, a very like, patriotic area, but not overly military type area.
Right.
So I was, kind of a smaller kid in high school. I joke that, Dark Horse, and the reason why we named it Dark Horse was, for a couple of reasons is one is a dark horse is like somebody that you don't see coming, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't supposed to be here in this position. But what happened was I was helped by a number of people along the way and then started to do things and step into situations that I didn't feel like I was prepared. Other people helped me carry the weight until I could carry the weight myself. And the idea of that was wanting to be able to turn around and do the same thing for the next generation. Hmm. So part of my origin story was 9/11, right? I was a senior in high school. I was a Boy Scout. I was an Eagle Scout and I learned service. I had immigrant parents that really made me, kind of like look at America through an immigrant's eyes on the ways that, they saw America as this land of opportunity, this land of, hopefulness. And then we also owed a responsibility to that country itself. So when the towers fell, I was in my high school auditorium and I felt completely compelled to serve the country that my family taught me to love.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of great things you said there. You talk about your immigrant parents, and we talk about this on the show all the time. The military is the absolute definition of how we should relate to other people, right? I mean, somebody shooting at you, you don't care who's on your right or your left. You don't care where they're from. You don't care what their politics are. You just need them to be there. And I think more people, I have this discussion a lot with people, that's how we should all be. And that's the best example of diversity that I can ever understand.
Yeah, the United States military is a really good cross section of the United States itself.
Yeah.
We have people from every single walk of life, faith, where they come from,
right.
Anything like that. And what happens is, while I'm not an advocate for war, right, and putting people into these situations, what happens, there's an old trope from a number of movies that says once that first bullet passes by your head, politics goes out the window.
That's pretty good.
I never bothered to ask anybody what their political party
right.
was. It just didn't matter. It never really came up, right?
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Falcon by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Whiskey, Dark Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Was a bunch of human beings, a bunch of normal people who had a daunting task. And the only way that we were going to solve this task was working together. It wasn't one person, you know, it wasn't a hero born and waiting for his moment. It was a group of people solving a collective problem. And the only way that we could do that was by relying on one another. And so when we went through that, it was a lot of adaptation. It was a lot of creativity. It was a lot of trust. You know, in this very modern world, you see a heavy prevalence on technology, and there's always a constant conversation of, sure, you know, AI and drones and where we're going. Right. The way that we solved this problem, the coalition was completely stumped, and this sniper Juba or sniper, you know, there was a number of snipers working at the time. They had the coalition cornered. And what we estimate, you know, is that he had killed upwards of 140 American service members.
Oh, wow.
And he would upload his videos. He would film film the incidents, and he would upload his videos and put it on the internet. What a sniper does is, we have an old sniper saying that says, you kill one, you terrorize 1,000. Well, he took it a step further, right? He videotaped it, he put it on the internet, and he terrorized the coalition.
Wow.
And we tried to solve that with a lot of technology. We tried to solve that with acoustic devices, whatever it was. But what it eventually came down to was my team and I sitting down, not accepting the reality that we were given and saying, here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to be able to turn the map around as we learn in sniper school. You know, a saying that we learned is, one of my sniper instructors said, snipers don't believe in ghosts. We believe in patterns. And so what we tried to do was work through finding out what his patterns were and then establish a mission to be able to have him walk into a trap, of which he did.
That is so interesting. That's so inside baseball, as they say. That's great stuff. And AJ, you know, you talked about the drones and the AI. Obviously, that's always going to be a discussion. But doesn't it just always come down to human beings?
We have a, you know, one, I love the Marine Corps. You know, my breath, my blood is all of everything comes down to the Marine Corps is a Marine and their rifle. And so, you know, one of the things that we try to inculcate in some of our younger students as they're going through is the world and combat and the chaos and the carnage of it will always seem daunting. But we have the competitive advantage, and that is a young Marine with, you know, a good head on their shoulders and the rifle in their hand. And we will be able to solve any problem that the United States has to face with that tool.
We just saw a bunch of young Marines. We got a tour going on called Back the Bases, where we're visiting 10 different U.S. bases. And we went to Camp Pendleton first. And, you know, you forget.
Love me some Camp Pendleton.
Oh my gosh. It's just a great place. I mean, you're only able to eat fast food there, but that's beside the point. Anyway.
We'll get to that eventually.
Well, we solved it on our own because we got celebrity chef Robert Irvine to go with us, and he fed 350 hungry Marines. But, you know, the thing.
He probably had to cook some extra food.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Filipino food, as a matter of fact.
Oh, man. That's fantastic.
Oh, it was great. It was just a great time. But it does kind of strike you. You know, I told the story a couple of times. You know, until you go and visit a base and you look at Marines or any branch, man, these are kids. I mean, they're kids, and they're so proud to be there. And it just, I don't know, it just made me proud to live in this country.
You know, you've nailed something, you know, right. You hit the nail right on the head. The things that I love about the Marine Corps and what we do inside of the Marine Corps is we create a mindset with all of the young Marines themselves. The Marines aren't the best service in the world. Sorry, the Marines are the best service in the world because we tell them they're the best. And so then the Marines set that bar and the young Marines rise to that, right? So once we help them visualize what that success can be and what that looks like, they come and they step up to that. And then they love one another. They work with one another and they accomplish these incredible missions and, you know, insurmountable odds. They achieve that and they surpass that every single time. You know, the brotherhood, you know, that we have inside of the service, inside of the Marine Corps specifically, is just something you can't replace. Mm-hmm. And I love, my heart is filled with happiness when I get to be around a group of young Marines, generally on their first enlistment. And all they want to do is serve their country and serve their teammates. And so we wrote this book really to honor them.
Talking to the author AJ Pasciuti here on the National Defense. He's also the host of Combat Story Podcast. And, you know, when you tell the story about Juba, I'm thinking, man, that's some Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then I see that Arnold Schwarzenegger wrote the foreword to your book.
Yeah, he was very kind with this. You know, we had the same values. That's what we're looking for. When there's politics and there's, you know, kind of division and all this kind of nonsense, I go back to values. We had a shared set of values, and Mr. Schwarzenegger, former Governor Schwarzenegger, and I had the same set of values, is being able to say, how can you work to make somebody else's life better? Mm-hmm. You can overcome adversity. All of the odds were stacked against him and his life, and he was able to work through that. And then when he got through that door, so one of the terms that we use as a force reconnaissance Marine is when we enter into a house, when we're clearing a room, there's a one man. What I wanted to do was be the one man. I want to be the first person through that door. And then the thing that happens is you turn around and you make sure that the next person gets inside that room and you help them through that, you know, through whatever challenge they're looking for. So we wrote this for military, for non-military, for any single person who feels like they're not enough or they're never going to be enough or they're not going to be able to accomplish anything. I have told the world all of my failures that have led to some successes, to tell people that it's okay to have self-doubt. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have a low self-efficacy. As long as you keep one foot in front of the other, you allow people to help you along the way. And then when you achieve your own personal success, turn around and help the next person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I love that. There's a great quote that you have at the beginning of the book. Look at a man the way he is, and he only becomes worse. Look at a man as he could be, and he becomes what he should be. And that's, I mean, you must have had some great raising. I mean, because, you know, all of that is from the way you were brought up, right? Because to expect somebody to be something, it does make them want to become that. And I do believe that. There's so many limitations that are put on people by their parents, by their friends, by themselves. And you just... I run into people all the time where I just want to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, you've made some mistakes, but look at what you could be. And to raise that expectation, which is, I think, what you're doing with this book.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. You know, we learned with family and we learned with people in service. And so one of the things that we get to do is be in service to one another. That's what the Marine Corps really, really teaches us very early on, is we're part of a lineage. We're part of a legacy. And the United States has sent the Marines into a ton of nasty situations. And the only thing that comes out of that is that when the successes come out of that, it comes out of that because of our reliance on one another. We can't get there alone. And so when we teach these young Marines that, you know, when you can't find strength in yourself, you find strength in the team. And that team is able to push you to, you know, to new heights as you're able to go through any challenge that you face. What I want people to feel when they read this book is I want people to feel hope. Hope for themselves, hope for our country, hope for our future as a collective society. Because, you know, there is, I think some of the hardest things I had to write in this book was as a war story, you have to move from, you know, moment to moment. And my co-author, Neil McGinnis, is an acolyte of James Patterson. So they're able to write very, very, you know, compelling stories. But you have to move from one scene to the next to carry the story forward. I think the largest challenge for me writing this book was having only a paragraph or two to write about a person that fundamentally affected my life. I believe as a sniper, I believe in trajectory. And trajectory affected early has exponential results over time. Some of the people that shaped me earlier in my career changed my entire life because they helped me early on. And I wanted to tell them thank you. At the end of the day, Dark Horse is a love letter to the Marines I served with, served alongside, and a thank you to the people that helped make my life what it is. And so I wanted to say to them that I couldn't have done this without you. And I wanted to tell the next generation to be able to turn around and help the next person as well.
Yeah, that's just a great lesson for everybody. One of my favorite chapters in the book, The Worst Day of My Life, and you're talking about when you were in Afghanistan, and for the first time, Americans had to rely on NATO air support. That had to be a weird situation, because all of a sudden, and you talk about it in the book, you are in a place that you're kind of disconnected. You feel disconnected from your team, from your people, and now you're relying on people that you've never met before from another country. Talk to us about that a little bit, AJ.
You know, we have a thing in the reconnaissance community. We have a thing called speed of trust. So when we graduate the basic reconnaissance course, right, when a young Marine comes out of DRC, we instantly have to trust that person, because if we don't trust that young Marine that joins the team, that is an affront to the entire training continuum as they've gone through it. We wouldn't be trusting our own training curriculum to be able to make a reconnaissance Marine. Part of that says the same thing. You have to assume professional competence when any organization that you're working with. So when we had to rely on NATO air or, you know, NATO ground, I worked with the SAS and the SBS in Afghanistan. They didn't make me run through a series of tests. They assumed that I was a Marine Force reconnaissance, attaché at one point, right? And they said, we trust you. We know that you're good on your gun, and we're going to place you in these positions that we would place ourselves in. It's an absolute reliance on one another. NATO was that same thing for us. When we were in a hairy situation, we tried to pluck a bird out of the sky to be able to put ordnance on the ground, to be able to break a hairy situation for us. And they did that. And that bond, whether they were French, whether they were British, what didn't matter what they were, they heard the panic in our voice. They heard the fear in our voice as we were stuck in a hard situation. And they did everything they could to be able to help another human being get out of a bad situation. And for the rest of my life, I will always be an advocate for people like that who immediately trust one another and wants to do good, to help another person get out of a bad situation.
I'm just glad to hear that exists somewhere. That's
It's easy to fall into those ideas. You know, I talk with a number of people, especially in our day and age, there's a lot of mistrust. There's a lot of division. There's a lot of, hate. And that's not what I experienced in my career whatsoever. So we wanted to be able to write this thing as a beacon, right? As a beacon of hope, and saying that's not our currency. To the Marine Corps, to the United States military, our currency is sacrifice and service to one another. And if we can lift that up and let the rest of the world know that this type of person, these type of values exist within large organizations, then we can change the world together and we can make the world a little bit better for the rest of us.
The book is called Dark Horse, Harnessing Hidden Potential in War and Life, A.J. Pasciuti. Man, it's great to talk to you. The book comes out, I think, is it May 19th?
May 19th, yes, sir. Memorial Day, or in and around Memorial Day week.
Yeah, that's it's a great, great read. It's a great lesson in everything that we've been talking about. And thanks, man, thanks for writing this. And thank you so much for your service.
I'm really glad that you enjoyed it. You know, writing your first book is kind of like walking through a dark forest. And I was very fortunate to have a team of professionals along the way to help guide me. Even in writing my, this book itself, I still relied on other people. It was the team that made this thing successful. And so if there's anything that I can pass on to, a young Marine, soldier, sailor, airman, or guardian, right, in the future, it's to trust in themselves a little bit. Right. To trust in the team. And one of the things that I was taught very young by a very good mentor of mine, his name was Wesley Payne. He was my sniper instructor and I was struggling in sniper school. And what he told me, he says, Pasciuti, I want you to go home and I want you to write on your mirror what it is that you want most in this world. Take a Sharpie or a dry erase marker and write what it is that you want most in this world so that you visualize it and you see it every single day while you're shaving your face and you're brushing your teeth. You're visualizing what it is that you want most in the world and then make that a success. Being a sniper is about visualizing the path and the trajectory of the bullet in flight and making sure it hits the target. Do the same thing. Don't listen to the cynics. Don't listen to the people who will tell you that you can't do it, because I had those people in my life too. Listen to the people that tell you what you could, or tell you what you can be, and you will eventually become what you should be.
Well, I got to know now, what did you write in a mirror?
At that time, I wrote Scout Sniper, and that was the thing that I wanted to become. And then later on, when I was a student in the basic reconnaissance course, I wrote Force Reconnaissance. I wrote Reconnaissance Marine on my mirror. And, today in those moments, I still have the same practice. Right now on my mirror, what I have written, and I haven't told anybody this, what I have written on my mirror every single morning is I have changed the world. That's what I think that this book can do and what I want this book to do. If I can change the world, and I'm not saying change the entire, if I can change the world for one person, for one young Marine, one parent of a service member, one person who's not in the military but still doubts themselves and what they can accomplish, if we can change the world for that person, for them to find their own success, then this book is an accomplishment that we, I will go to the grave knowing that we have changed somebody else's life, and I will go to the grave happy.
Man, I love that. Between this book, I'm reading another book called Atomic Habits. And, they talk about you don't have to radically change your life overnight. Try to be 1% better every day. And that's kind
of, I absolutely love that.
That's kind of my thing, because if you can get overwhelmed if you try to do too much in too short a time. And so I just try to be 1% better every single day. And by talking to you today, I feel like I am 1% better. So
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much, man. So good. May 19th, it comes out. Dark Horse, Harnessing Hidden Potential in War and Life. AJ, thank you so much for the conversation, man.
Thank you, Randy. Let's go change the world together, my friend.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.